talking about you to my brother-in-law. And I told him, I said, I need to get you over here and let you play with some of my ham buddies on CW. And he said, why? And I said, well, I said, you know, I just think it would be fun. How fast can you copy? He said, somewhere around 60. He said, I can do 75 in quick burst.
Gary, I'm running three different things here on 7.011. I just worked the RSGB Transatlantic Test Centenary Club, the Radio Society of Great Britain, watching a TV show, and so I plugged in a headset on this, but then I had the headset in on the HF to work that guy real quick. They're very interesting gentlemen up there. But as the kids say, with reference to that CW you're talking about, OMG. You strike that in half and drop it about 10. That's probably about where I'm at now.
He too. He started doing a little bit verbally. And I said, Robert, I said, you're up there about 35. I said, you got to slow down a little bit if you want me to understand you. And so he slowed it down a little bit, and being him conversed in a little bit in Morse code while we were visiting today. We had Joey's family get together, and that's what he did in the military. So I'll tell you more about that later date. But Tom, you take care. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. I got another rag tour up here I got to get to, and we'll talk to you in a little bit, okay?
Okay, Gary. Good to hear you. And ask Chad to show you what he did with some goodies we sent up to Chris today. Have him send the pictures to you. Bernice made up a bunch, and it's pretty interesting, but I shouldn't even have said that because he might still be up. But you never know. Chad might hate them all. Anyways, he's a dandy. We love him. But, I can cheat a little bit on this 590SG, though, Gary. I can turn on the copier over here to the side, and what I don't get, I can fill in with that. All right, Gary. I'll talk to you later. Good night. You have a good day. KFRDOS and 0TR 73, Gary.
Come, you and Miss Bernice have a great evening. We'll talk at you a little bit later. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. For SRR, Robert, you still around with us?
Yes, sir. KI4DOS, this is KD4SRR. Yes, I'm still with you. And, man, what a fascinating talk always from Mr. John up in Brown Summit and from our friend in South Dakota. A salute to him. He has certainly built out a tougher metal than I am to endure that. But wanted to get on here tonight and talk a little bit about the weather next week. We've heard a whole bunch. And some people were a little critical of it in different circles on Facebook. Some of my, not prognostications, but just reporting what I was reading. But that's okay, because we can't predict the weather until it gets close, and then we get pretty high percentages. Apparently, we already know, everybody knows it's going to be bitter cold this coming weekend. But this week could be interesting before we get there. Tuesday, the latest prediction is it's going to be raining. And down here in the Wild Kingdom in Joanna, it's going to be 33. That's getting close. Then it'll temporarily warm back up. And then Thursday, the forecast has been moved ahead more or less to Friday night. So Christmas Eve could be when we might see some, is what my mother used to call, precipitation. We know precipitation. Saturday will be bitter cold, with a potential high of only 30 to 31 in my area, and much colder north of us, not getting out of the 20s. A gentleman out in Mississippi, who is a meteorologist, I'll get his name up here, is Isaac Williams from WCBI-TV in Columbus, Mississippi, predicts that not only is it going to be cold, it's going to be extra cold even into the panhandle of Florida and below. We could see as much as 40-degree cooler or just flat-out cold temperatures next week. So not calling for sky warning or anything like that. Have the authority to do that, nor the powers that be. It doesn't hurt to warn people that you better wrap your pipes and put some extra antifreeze in your radiator, and also watch out for your neighbors. The Carolina Weather Authority storm spotters on Facebook are saying, though, instead of a diminishing chance, they're increasing the chance for everyone just above Newberry, and they call it elevated. For December 20th through the 23rd, push that ahead by about a day. So it's going to get interesting nonetheless. So be prepared. Anybody can say that without being official or putting on the civil defense hat or anything like that to get with it next week. I'll let it drop for a second. Report from a gentleman, let's see, he was out of a weather predicting kind of dude out of Roan Mountain, Tennessee. I'm not sure exactly where that is, but it's in Tennessee. But this morning, they were having 60-mile-an-hour winds and minus 20 degrees chill factors. Now, that's ahead of the mess that's coming starting late midweek. So be prepared for that. One other thing I wanted to talk about what I brought up a couple of weeks ago or so about why we aren't using 6 meters. And sure enough, someone asked the same question, didn't know me, but on the 6 and 10 meter Facebook group, why aren't people using 6 meters? And the answer comes down to two things. We're just not using it, and manufacturers are not making 6-meter handy talkies. They're included with HF rigs, but just a few. It's kind of getting less and less common. It's like manufacturers making 13, 14, and 15-inch tires. It's just real hard to find them. But there's absolutely nothing wrong with 6 meters for a repeater or even, shall we say, longer local contacts. So maybe if we started using it again, then we'd start using it again. Okay. And one last thing, talking about heat. I got all excited last week and was telling them about my brand new diesel heater. Well, I got this thing, and Mr. Gary, you probably may have had one of these in one of your trucks. Made by a company called Webasto was who developed them out of Germany. And I think there was another company called Erschbacher. Maybe it was just came in sleeper cabs. But anyway, it's a little diesel contraption that they use in big buses and like Greyhounds, and they use it in the cabs of sleepers. I don't know if you ever had one of those, did you?
I have one of those. All the sleeper trucks I drove, you know, the heating and all that came off the main engine and that sort of thing. Now, wait a minute. Let me think. The new trucks that they bought had an auxiliary unit. That's probably what you're talking about. And I did have one of those in the truck.
Well, they're amazing little devices. You really they're kind of like an engine. I mean, they got a glow plug, and they got a little startup procedure that's almost, you feel like you're cranking up a jet engine. But they're not like a torpedo heater, like a ready heater you see on warehouses that burn kerosene, or some of them, the little blast heaters that burn propane. But anyway, it's a neat little thing. Well, I finally put my best I could according to the diagram. Mine's not a Webasto. It's a Chinese made, but the patent went off with Webasto and Urschbacher, so the Chinese jumped on it. And it was a neat little unit. It looked good. It arrived 6 days early from Walmart, and all I had to do was install pretty much the battery and the remote, which they left out, but no big deal. You can run it off the front panel. And install the exhaust, which is stainless steel, cute little muffler, and an air intake hose, which was kind of like a reinforced, very tiny, like 1-inch diameter, air intake hose, kind of like a dryer hose, but very tiny. Well, according to the diagram, I had it hooked up right. I cranked it up. Man, it started whirring and started clicking the little pump, and then it started building up speed. It was kind of exciting. And then some smoke came out, and I thought, well, this is burning off new. No. The diagram was wrong. The exhaust they had listed as exhaust on the bottom of the unit, actually stamped into the metal, was the air intake. And the little hose that's like a dryer hose was actually on the exhaust. So before the darn thing actually caught on fire, I had to do an emergency shutdown, otherwise pull the power supply, because it wasn't shutting down quick. Well, I got that thing out of the house, and I decided to take the case off of it and check everything. And here's what I found. Fuel tank is inside. This is an all-in-one unit, except for the muffler and the aforementioned air intake. But once you take the case off, you find that the fuel tank, which is a 5-liter jug, is sitting right on top of the burner unit. No separation. They claim these burner units don't get hot, but I can tell you this one did. And the only thing that holds it in place is the wimpy little fuel line, which is kind of like that green clear stuff they put on weed whackers and leaf blowers. So immediately I'm thinking, I'm sending this thing back. The technology is there, but the only safe way to really buy these things and what they were meant to do was that you have a diesel motorhome, a diesel bus, a diesel sleeper cab, and you run these things, you install the heater, and then you run a hose to the existing fuel tank and hook on there. It's completely separate. And in that case, they work fine. But these all-in-ones are absolutely, ain't no way the UL would even take a look at them. So this thing is going back, and I'll stick with my buddy heaters in case I need emergency heat or whatever. Those have tip over, and they got oxygen sensors, and they run off the little propane tanks. So that's what I'm going to do. Didn't mean to go too long on these things, but if you see the amazing Chinese diesel heaters, run, do not walk away unless you have the ability to install one, as I said, in separate components in separated spaces. And I should have known better, because these things are about $100 to $200, and the original Webastos, which some of them are still working after 50 years, start at about $1,200 to $2,000. So again, you get what you paid for, and don't even trust the diagrams, the pictures, and the Chinese documentation. So anyway, that was all I had to say tonight. Thanks so much for the allowance and the permission to yak on the air, and I'll give it back to you, Net Control. This is KD4, SRR Clear.
Let me say that I'm glad that you caught the thing when it was smoking before it caught on fire. You got it shut down. That way, nothing happened to you or your vehicle, wherever you had it. And I'm glad nothing happened as far as that goes. Those are neat little units. They do work. The ones that I can't remember. I was thinking it came in one of the Volvo trucks, one of the newer ones. But it had automatic transmission, and I wouldn't drive it anyway because I don't like the automatics on the big trucks. But that's me, and I'm old school, so there you go. But I'm glad nobody got hurt as far as that thing goes. As far as the weather goes, I'm going to make a prediction. I'm going to make a statement, Robert. There will be a 100% chance of weather. And I don't know what that's going to be, but there's going to be some weather tomorrow and the next day and the next. And if you don't like it, wait just a little while. It will change. The only thing constant in this world is change. So that's the way I look at that. Do appreciate you giving us a heads up and making everybody aware that they need to watch out for their neighbors as well as themselves. And that's always a good practice. But Robert, thanks for doing that, and you take care down there in the big metropolis of Joanna.
That KI4DOS, and be sure to bring your critters in. And if you need to borrow an extra dog, make a three-dog night, I'll loan you one. This is KD4SRR clear.
Okay, buddy, you take care down there, and I'd borrow one of the dogs, but we've already got three, and if it's only going to be a three-dog night, we'll be okay. So you take care. 73, my friend, we'll do it again sometime soon, I hope. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
Reach KB0KBJ.
Go ahead there, Mr. Steve.
I did some figuring about how far away Jupiter was and how long light takes from the sun to get from the sun to Jupiter and back. Because I realized the light takes about 8 minutes and 20 seconds on average to get from the sun to Earth. And Jupiter is further than us from the sun. So anyway, I did the math and I came up with about an hour and a half is the light that is hitting your eyeball when you look at Jupiter is an hour and a half old. It has left the sun an hour and a half ago. So that's the scoop on that. Talk about them little heaters. I've got a couple of them. And, yeah, they work well. I got the cheap ones. I think they're 120. And, they huff out a lot of warm air. Of course, the warmer the surrounding air, the warmer the output air. I used one for sleeping in my camper last winter, I think it was, to keep it warm. It worked well. If you can go to sleep at the clicking of the pump, that seems to get a lot of people from what I'm seeing as far as reviews. I seen one guy on the job, he had one in his enclosed trailer keeping that warm, and this is just a week or so ago. And he must have had the higher end one because there was no clicking going on. But the exhaust, it does get kind of toasty. I put a thermometer on there, exhaust pipe once, and it was up 500 plus. So, got to kind of keep that thing away from anything that would like to light up. But I've had a good thing about them things, they run 12 volts, and once they get going, they take quite a bit of juice in the glow plug when you get going, but once they get going, they don't take much juice at all. I think I ran that one all night just off a battery sitting there in the camper. That's what happened. So, yeah, they're a fun little toy. All right, back to you, Gary. KB0KBJ.
Well, I tell you, Steve, going from the sun to Earth, takes a while, but to get on to Jupiter and then to turn around and come back to us, that's moving pretty fast. You clock the mileage and all of that. You know, speed of light ain't nothing, because it really moves, and which is a good thing. Because I guess we'd be in a world of hurt if the light moved slower than sound, wouldn't we?
Yeah, well, it would take a long time for it to, well, I guess it wouldn't really matter. It would, if it's coming from the sun, it would just take longer, you know, and then it would, the sun could be like down way below the horizon before it finally actually blink out here. So it'd even out, just be a little different time-wise there. I had that one time when I was a kid, there was this fellow, he liked hanging around with me. He liked to tell stretchers though. And I was telling him about my bicycle I had when I was even younger, and so we were about 17 years old or so, 16, 17. And when I was about 10 or 12, I had a bicycle, and I was telling him about this bicycle I had with a little generator run off the wheel, and a headlight, and blinkers, and taillight. You know, I rigged it all up on my banana seat bike there with the ape-hanger handlebars, and how it just light up, you know, and I could just faster pedal the brighter the light got. And of course, he had something he had just like that. And, yeah, because he'd be like, we'd go out hunting squirrels or something, and he said, I have an automatic 22. He fires out a bunch of shots. Said, how come your finger keeps moving? That's a semi-auto. That kind of thing, you know. Well, he said he had a bike just like mine. And he said he pedaled his bike so fast one time, he stopped and he seen his headlight coming up behind him.
Okay. he likes to tell tall tales, doesn't he?
He was entertaining, no doubt. Jamie Griffith. Back to you, Gary. Say hi to Joy. Oh, you can check Megan in. She's standing here. Unless you want to check in, here you go.
Sure, I'll check in. KD0, NIQ, Kilo Delta 0, November, India, Quebec. Hey. Hey, Gary, and hello, Joy. Merry Christmas.
SKI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to KD0NIQ, Miss Megan up there in South Dakota. Megan, good hearing you on the air. And Joy is listening on the HT in the other room, but she's not going to talk on it, I don't think. If she jumps up and runs in here, then I'll give her the microphone. But you have a great evening. I appreciate you taking the time to check in with me tonight. You made number 64, and so we got a good net going tonight, and I do appreciate it. Y'all take care, and I'll say 73 to you for now. Merry Christmas. If we have any other check-ins or any other comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS. So I guess that's about going to wrap it up for a Sunday night. Come back again tomorrow night, and I don't know who's going to be calling tomorrow night. I'll just be honest. I think it may be Duncan up there in Asheville, but I'm not sure. Anyway, I'll submit my new report and we'll close. Y'all have a great evening. Appreciate each and every one of you out there in Radio Land. Those that stayed around and talked, we enjoyed that immensely. I hope to do it again soon. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for all those folks checked in with us. We will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS, clear.
KBJ, K3JOY. KBJ, K3JOY.
Hello, Joy. K3JOY, KB0, KBJ.
What a delight to talk to you and to hear that Megan checked in this evening. I hope she's as delighted as I was when I got my license. I see you here, you've got 0 in South Dakota. Is that your temperature?
Yeah, that's the current temp here, Joy.
My high of 51 down to 32.8, and when I let Sophie out about 10 minutes ago, she stuck her nose out the door and looked up at me like, you got to be kidding. And I said, nope, go on. And she ran on out and did her business and hurried right back.
Yeah, they don't like it any more than we do. Yeah, it got up to maybe 5 today. It was about the same yesterday, so it's been a bit cool, and it's supposed to get cooler. As I was telling Gary, and you probably heard, I don't know, maybe you didn't. If you didn't, I'll tell you again, or tell you now. Coming Tuesday night, it's supposed to drop. Well, it's below zero every night, but coming Tuesday night, it's supposed to go below zero again. And then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, even the highs will be below zero is what they're forecasting, with Thursday night being kind of chilly at somewhere around 20 below. So, and the wind might pick up, so that could be interesting Thursday with 30-mile-an-hour winds at 20 below. It will get down to 40, 50 below wind chill range, I'm thinking.
I cannot even imagine. Dropping into the 20s in the afternoon, and then the low's supposed to be 16, which you probably remember. That's doggone cold for us.
Yeah, well, we had our spell back in November. We had a kind of a cold spell then, too. And I think it got down to below zero at one point. End of November, beginning of December. And the highs were all teens. So that was our first cold spell we've had this year, and that kind of broke us in toward just cold weather in general. you start remembering to wear all the winter clothes are, and boots and hats, and it's just part of life to pull it all out and put it on every time you step out, you know?
Well, just opening the front door to let the dog out is kind of like a shock to the system. She's got her little, we call it her necklace, that she would put her little lead on her so she can get out in the yard and do what she needs to do. But as far as cold weather goes, Steve, I like cold weather. I feel better in the colder weather. But when it gets as bitter as it's supposed to later this week, it kind of makes me go, ow! We're supposed to get our hair cut Thursday, and I've really kind of made up my mind, because it's supposed to be raining and very cold on Thursday, that I may call and see if we can change our appointment till a week after. Because I don't need my hair cut that bad. Gary may think he does, but he doesn't.
Yeah, well, you might have to just start nipping your own hair there. Or if you lived up here, you'd probably just end up looking like the hippies from the 70s or something like that, because it wouldn't happen all winter. I'll tell you what, the last time I had my hair cut professionally was by an aspiring barber at a barber school in St. Cloud, Minnesota. They give cheap haircuts because they're aspiring, you know. And I was starting to lose my hair at that time. So she looked at my head, the poor girl did, and tried to make the best of it. And I walked out there after giving her my $5. And then I went to my grandma's house. Now, my grandma, she's older, but her eyes are still sharp. She says, "Here, cut your hair." I said, "I paid for this haircut, too." She said, "Well, whoever was doing it before, have them do it again, because that's a horrible haircut." I had been doing it before, so I've been doing it since. And I've never had the Flowbee. Is that what they call that thing where you'd put a vacuum cleaner on the end of your hair clippers? It was kind of an attachment, hair clippered. Yeah. And it just sucked the hair off your head and get it all nice and even one length. I think it was called the Flowbee. You'd use a vacuum cleaner on it anyhow. Just suck the hair off your head. And, you know, just stretch it up. Just like kind of like a lawnmower. And just get it all nice and even one length. I haven't had that. I just use the regular old guards there. And sometimes I don't. But recently I felt like I needed a haircut. but then I decided not to. So I sleep on my right side, and my hair just sticks straight out because, you know, it gets all rustled up on the right side. And, man, it was sticking out there like an inch and a half off my head, kind of looking like Albert Einstein. But now it's growing out a little more, and it's kind of starting to settle down as it's getting a little longer. So, I don't know how long I'll let it get. I tried to get it real long once when I was a lot younger, but I just eventually had to cut it because it's actually quite thick where it does grow. It's just on top. It's, well, you know, that's what happens when you're as smart as me. You just outgrow those hair follicles. Back to you.
Well, not nearly as thick as it used to be. I mean, it literally used to be about at least four times as thick as it is now. Still have a head full. Gary threatened to let his all grow out and wear a ponytail. And Gary's has gotten quite thin. You probably noticed when y'all were down here last time. And I said, no, you're not. He said, I will too. I said, go ahead. I'll cut it off while you're asleep at night. Steve, it's been so wonderful to talk to you. Please give Megan and all those babies my love and some hugs and kisses. Y'all take care up there in the cold, and we're going to look forward to whenever we get to see you the next time. KB0KBJ, this is K3JOY, and Steve, I'm going to clear out on yours.
Okay, Joy, it's good chatting with you. I'm glad you gave me a call, and I'll give him my love as you asked. Take care, and until next time, 73. KI4. K3JOY, KB0, KBJ. 73.
DOS. 4 DOS. Per NUE.